Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
It's our literature unit. For the next couple of days, we're going to be talking about Little Nicholas. It's a translation of a book written by a French author. He's no longer with us, Tom. He has passed away.
I didn't even know he was sick.
Oh, dear. Yeah, well, you know, it happens to the best of us.
It does happen.
As we get older, we do tend to go on to our next life. Well, René Goscinny is the author's name, René Goscinny, and he is definitely French. But his works have been translated into lots of different languages, and this particular book, Little Nicholas, is currently being made into a live-action movie. So that's why we're focusing on it at this time.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So you might want to check out this movie, although it won't really do much to help your English. But it will help your French because
yeah.
It's starring a bunch of French actors whom I haven't heard of. I haven't heard of any of those actors in this movie.
No, they sure look cute, but I don't know any of them. And it'll be a great film if you want to listen to some French. I think it's a beautiful language.
Mm-hmm, exactly right. And it may also inspire our students to read this story, to see the movie.
Really cute.
And maybe head over to France themselves and check the place out. Well, today in our unit on literature, we're having big fun with Little Nicholas. Let's find out what this is all about. Let's read through the first portion of our lesson for today. And then we'll come back to discuss it.
Whether he's playing tricks on the school photographer, trying to adopt a lost dog, or pestering a substitute teacher, he never fails to create lots of mischief out of simple, everyday situations. Who is he? His name is Nicholas, and his adventures appear in Le Petit Nicolas, French for Little Nicholas, a children's book written by René Goscinny and illustrated by Jean-Jacques Sempé. First published in 1959, Nicholas's stories won the affections of French children and have continued to appeal to new generations of young readers over the past 5 decades. In English, the book is known as Nicholas. Nicholas is a lovable, but mischievous 9-year-old schoolboy who loves soccer, ice cream, vacations, and most of all, his friends. His cartoon face carries a fixed, cheerful, happy-go-lucky expression. In Nicholas and later books, he's frequently depicted dashing from place to place, his trademark red school tie flapping in the wind, school bag gripped tightly in one hand, and one arm extended for balance. You can somehow sense that wherever he's going, he's heading for a fun-filled adventure. Usually these escapades also involve his naughty gang of schoolmates. They include Alec, his best friend, who loves to gobble sweets, Rufus, who is always blowing a whistle like his policeman father, Eddie, the formidable class bully, Jeffrey, a spoiled brat with a wealthy dad, and teacher's pet, Cuthbert. Finally, there is the lovely Louise, whom Nicholas wants to marry when he grows up.
We are now going to discuss the content of today's lesson. It's big fun with Little Nicholas. Now, whether he's playing tricks on the school photographer, or trying to adopt a lost dog, or pestering a substitute teacher, no matter whether he's doing those things, he still never fails to create lots of mischief out of simple, everyday situations. Let's talk about some of the terms in this first paragraph here. It introduces us to the kind of person that Nicholas is. He likes to play tricks on the school photographer. A photographer is somebody who specializes in taking photographs or pictures, and he likes to play tricks on that photographer. To play tricks on somebody means you try to do silly things to that person, or you try to fool them into believing something just because you think it's fun, okay? So maybe he puts strange things in the photographer's bag. Maybe he takes the film out of the camera.
Uh-oh.
Maybe he poses for silly photographs, or he sticks his hand in a picture that the photographer is trying to take. He's just doing all sorts of nasty, naughty things to the photographer.
He's just playing jokes on this guy. Now, he's trying to either surprise the photographer or just make other people laugh. Now, the photographer doesn't think it's funny, though.
No, I wouldn't, of course. He's trying to take pictures, and back then, of course, they had to use film, which is pretty expensive.
Uh-huh.
He's also trying to adopt a lost dog. Now, that sounds like something nice that someone would do.
Yeah.
A dog that doesn't have a home, so he wants to take the dog into his home and have him be his own pet. So he's trying to adopt a lost dog. Some people try to adopt children, for example, if they can't have children on their own or if they want to help out some poor people. He might also be pestering a substitute teacher. To pester here is very similar in meaning to play tricks on somebody. But here it just means you want to bother them just for the sake of upsetting them. So you make silly noises or you try to annoy them when they're trying to concentrate on something. You make noises. So he's trying to pester this substitute teacher.
Yeah, a substitute is something or someone who takes the place of someone else. So perhaps his regular teacher is out sick or has taken a vacation day, and the school sends in another teacher to substitute or replace his regular teacher. Well, he kind of gives that substitute teacher a hard time. I have to confess, Tom, I did the same thing with my friends. When we had substitute teachers, we were always trying to irritate them and annoy them just for fun. We would laugh, but of course the teacher didn't think it was funny.
Well, most students try to do that because they think they can get away with it because they won't see that teacher again.
Yeah.
Well, despite all these things, he never fails to create lots of mischief out of simple, everyday situations. Mischief here just means when you're being naughty. The adjective is mischievous, so we could say he's a naughty, mischievous child trying to have a lot of fun. But the interesting thing is that he does it in everyday, simple situations. A situation is just a scene, a certain time that involves a certain